The best of the Bill and Corey Show.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Corey.
Welcome back. This is a special edition because today is
Pi Day.
So it's our Pi Day edition.
So what's your favorite pie, Bill?
Yeah, you know, I'll have to say the chocolate pecan pie my wife makes.
Oh.
That's never lasts very long.
I love rhubarb and pecan.
You don't like pecan pie?
I don't know. It depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Okay, the first question's a Corey question. This goes way back to, I don't know, weeks ago on another thing.
I keep getting questions about a buddy in a pickup truck.
It's about some regulator delivery pressure issue with a guy in a pickup truck.
Yes, so he's trying to get 15 PSI out, and he has a combination of some regulators that are 0 to 30 set and another that's set 0 to 125. And he goes, your regulator says it can go 0 to 125. Why am I having it so much easier getting 15 PSI out of the 0 to 30 as opposed to the 0 to 125? And I mean, it's a pretty good question. I mean, why do we sell different ranges of regulators? I mean, if 0 to 500 covers everywhere from 0 to 500, why even sell 0 to 30? That's all you need. Well, there's two main reasons why we do that. The first one is the delivery gauge. Delivery gauges, as DeBell's explained, goes 3%, 2%, plus or minus 3%, plus or minus 2% in the middle half, and plus or minus 3% in the front and back quarters. And so if you have a regulator that's 0 to 125 and you have a 0 to 200 PSIG gauge on it, you have 6 PSIG of possible...
At the lower end.
At the lower end, where 15 PSI. So you could be getting 9 or you could be getting 21, and that could cause problems. And the other main reason why is because... The diaphragm in the regulator, accuracy issues, I should say. So if you have
resolution,
maybe
better term.
Yeah, resolution. But yes, and so they all have the same screws on them, but the diaphragm in it, changes depending on what pressure range you want. And in order to get a 0 to 125 PSIG diaphragm to zero in on the 15 PSIG pressure, as you turn it. This will cause it to jump more, so it's really hard to...
Yeah, so just a little bit is a lot of...
It's very similar to our high accuracy versus utility valves on rotameters, where the high accuracy, it takes more turns to do it, so each little bit of the turn, it only affects it very much, a very little bit. Yeah. But a utility valve, you turn it the same amount, and it can affect it a lot. And so those are the two main reasons why you want to get, if you want to get the regulator that is close to the pressure as you want as possible.
Right. And you have also on the lower ends, one issue, like a rule of thumb, 10-20% ish is kind of good. You also have to look at on the upper end.
Yes.
If you want to get like a 125 PSI regulator and you go, oh, that's what I need, 125. Well, you have the droop in the regulator. So you might not, at the flow rate you get, you might not be able to get that pressure. So you got to kind of...
So if you're about 120, you might want to go with a 250, Typically, you want to stay in the middle about.
It
helps, yeah.
Okay, this is an interesting one. I like this question because there's a lot of props to it.
Move this out of the way so you can get to your props.
We had a customer who had a manifold. Actually, I think it was part of a switchover. And... this would be one of the manifolds. I don't know if it was brass or stainless, but that's what they had. And there's hoses that hook up to this part of it. And this is actually the hose connections they had on that. And they hooked it up and they go, hey, it was a manifold for carbon dioxide, which is a CJ320.
Mm-hmm.
And the...
standard.
The standard for the manifold valves on a header are inlet a CJ346, which is for air. I don't know how they came up with that, but that's just a standard fitting. So they took the hoses.
I'm guessing that 340, air is probably one of the most popular fittings out there, so they probably know.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly why. So they took it, and this is a 320 end, and this is a 346, but you look at it and you're like, yeah, whatever. And I'm sure what happened was you just grabbed it out of the box, just like anybody else would do. I'd do that. I can tell you a story about my daughter when she was a teenager. We got our wardrobe from IKEA, and it's like, Dad, I'm going to put it together. And she just dived right into it, and at the end, there was a bunch of fasteners still laying around. And it just, it was difficult. So anyways, so this is a 320 fitting. And the nut, hey, the nut attaches and it's firm. Yeah. So how come, so that must be right. And this ends at 346. And it's not a 320. So they thought the hoses were wrong. But that's, you know, I could see someone doing that. I mean, there's a lot of, most of the CGA connections, you can't really, you know, one's an internal thread, the other's an external thread, so it's easy.
And then the bullet nose might be a little bit different, which the thread's going to
say. Still, you get the nut. Now, with with this nut, oh, it takes me time to get this off. It's flat. Just a lot of threads. So, a bunch of things going on. So, the nuts are threaded the same for the 300s, really for a lot of the 300s. So, you got a CGA 300, which is ethyl chloride, CJ 320, it's mainly carbon dioxide, that's what this is. You got a CJ 326, and I'll show you that, nitrous oxide. CJ 346, this one is
laughing gas,
air. Nitrous oxide. Yeah, nitrous oxide is laughing gas. And then you got CJ 347, which is high pressure air up to like 3,500 PSI cylinders. Now, and that's all, those threads are all 0.825-14 NGO right-hand external. Said that one breath. So yeah, the nuts are interchangeable.
That's referring to this part, not the internal threads of the nut. Just as it's external, because you know.
Oh yeah. The valve's external. The valve's external. So the mating piece is going to be internal.
Yeah.
Because it's for the valve standard. So we'll look at it. You want to do close. Oh, let me pull out all the fittings here. So that's a 326. Oh, these are left-handed ones. I'll just bring them out anyways. Hey, you want to zoom in on this? Get the zoom-in camera. Okay, so you see this is 320. That's flat-faced. And this is a 346. It's got like a little bullet nose, they call them. Yeah, and actually the gap here is a little bit different too, but it actually doesn't matter. So you need a washer here for the 320. I didn't put the washer on making the connection because I assume that's what they did too. So this is a 326, which is for nitrous. And it also has a bullet nose.
Very similar to the 346.
Yeah, and you can actually tighten this on here with the nut, and you'll think, oh, that's good. The problem being is that this the problem with flex hoses, they like to flex. So what you got here is a 326 is a smaller nipple, smaller and shorter, smaller diameter and shorter. Mm-hmm. So you can put it in there, but it's not going to seal. The sealing part of the CGA fitting where that when they have bullet noses is on the tip. Mm-hmm. So all this stuff is not sealing. So when you put that in, that won't hit the sealing surface of the fitting. You can tighten it and you'll think, oh, it's in there good, but it won't seal. And then vice versa, if you tried to take a 346 and put it in a 326, that's too big.
Yeah, that one won't trick you. That one won't trick you like the other one, though. Luckily.
Yeah, so that's what you have. And I didn't have a 347 nipple to show you, but that's a longer nipple on it. And I don't have the 300, and that's obviously different size. So you know, 300's rarely used. It's for ethyl chloride, and ethyl chloride used to be used a lot when it was used for a additive to gasoline, and they found out that's not the safest, healthiest thing to have in your gas, so it's used for other things. Anyways, the other thing too, where it won't work, is on the, let's do the close-up again, is you've got, on this connection, you got this little hole there. You're like, why is that hole doing there?
I could guess. So you can tighten it down and...
Yeah, well, what happens is, if you make that CGA 320 connection, gas is gonna leak out of that hole. So you're not going to get, you're going to go, oh, hey, gas is leaking out. So that's kind of like a safety feature, is you got a little hole in there. So if you got the wrong nipple attached to it, or if you did a 326, you tighten, it's good, and then it starts leaking, so it's bad. So the other thing that you'd notice, besides the fact you couldn't hook up the cylinder, is that, and you really can't, you zoom back out. With it, you really can't see it because it's etched in there, so it'll last. But typically our manifolds have CJs with integral check valves, and there will be an arrow etched in on here. So you'd have to Yeah, there's an arrow there. It's etched so it'll stand over time.
So in our manifolds, this one would have a check valve, but this one would not.
So if you if for whatever reason you said, oh, okay, I'm just going to change this out, put it in the right fitting, and you have this hooked up, the gas wouldn't flow because the check valve's going that way.
Yeah, that way.
And it wouldn't
work. Yeah, so stuff doesn't go in back into the cylinder.
Yeah. Or, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, this keeps.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's kind of it for these things. So if you get something and you put it together and it doesn't work, take a little bit bigger look at it.
Yeah, you never know what you might discover.
Yeah, and you can discover, hey, wait a minute. Now, the valves are etched 346. But the problem is that these are etched on, where are these etched? Oh, this is etched on the side. Okay. So it's etched on the side up here, typically that kind of deal. The ones I saw, I looked at a stainless steel manifold and it was etched in the back. Mm. And that'd be kind of hard to look at if it's already mounted on the wall. But there are going to be, when you have those kind of connections, look around. They
do label things really well for CGAs. They do label things.
Well, the CGA nuts are labeled.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're etched probably around.
All right, there it is. Yep.
Yeah,
around CGA 326.
Yeah, so they'll be etched, and they won't be on the. Well, this one's on the flats, but.
It's used a different font color.
If you have a. well, this is brass. This is a plated brass.
Yeah.
So, and if you put it on the collar part, it's not going to get worn by a wrench.
No.
If you have it on here.
This one's actually really nice to, really easy to see.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get it on a zoom in. Okay. So that's kind of fun. Okay.
So read your CGA fittings.
Yeah. So if it's normal for people just put things together, and most times it works, but sometimes it doesn't. So you gotta, once that happens, just take a look.